Ho appreso con profondo dolore le notizie dell'assassinio di due giovani soldati britannici e di un agente della polizia nell'Irlanda del Nord.
Pope Benedict made an appeal for Northern Ireland on Wednesday, saying that it was with deep sorrow that he learned of the murders of two young British soldiers and a policeman in the region. The soldiers were gunned down by an IRA dissident group on Saturday night at an army barracks in Antrim, west of Belfast. It was the first killing of British soldiers in the region for 12 years. The policeman was murdered by another Republican splinter group just 48 hours later. The Holy Father assured the families of the victims and the injured of his spiritual closeness and said that he condemned in the strongest terms these abominable acts of terrorism, which, apart from desecrating human life, seriously endanger the ongoing peace process in Northern Ireland and risk destroying the great hopes generated by this process in the region and throughout the world. I ask the Lord, the Pope continued, that no one will again give in to the horrendous temptation of violence and that all will increase their efforts to continue building, through the patient effort of dialogue, a peaceful, just and reconciled society. The Holy Father made the appeal at his weekly general audience in St. Peter's Square, where he also continued his catechesis on the early Christian writers of East and West, this week turning his attention to St. Boniface, the Apostle of the Germans.
Dear brothers and sisters, in our catechesis on the early Christian writers of East and West, we now turn to St. Boniface, the Apostle of the Germans. Born in England and baptized with the name Winfried, he embraced the monastic life and was ordained a priest. Despite his promise as a scholar, he senses the call to proclaim the gospel to the pagans of the continent. After an initial setback, he visited Rome and was charged by Pope Gregory II with a mission to evangelize the Germanic peoples. Taking the name Boniface, he worked tirelessly for the spread of the faith and the promotion of Christian morality, established bishoprics and monasteries throughout Northern Europe, and contributed in no small way to the growth of a Christian culture.
Pope Benedict also said that St. Boniface still remains an example today because of his ability to be a messenger of the faith.
He crowned his witness to Christ by a martyr's death and was buried in the great monastery of Fulda. St. Boniface continues to inspire us by his example of missionary zeal, his complete fidelity to the Word of God and the integrity of the Catholic faith, his strong sense of communion with the Apostolic See, and his efforts to promote the fruitful encounter of Germanic culture with the Roman Christian heritage.
At the conclusion of his audience, the Pope had warm words of welcome for all the English-speaking pilgrims who had gathered to see him. I'm Lydia O'Kane.